On this Friday morning, we go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, glad to have you along here because we have a couple things to talk about before we get to the future, which is coming up Sunday night and coming fast. We want to take a look back at that game last Sunday against the red-hot Baltimore Ravens, the Bills losing 24-17. How did it all play out?
So close. And, you know, I guess I have to address the bigger picture first, and I'm not talking about playoffs or records at the moment, but I'm more talking about the fan atmosphere. If you've been a regular listener, you know one of my favorite aspects of not just covering the Bills, but of sports in general is that bigger sense of community bond when Buffalo sports in particular is at its best. And I know it's been a while, but Sunday did set up to be one of those momentous sports days, and it certainly wasn't an understatement to suggest that it was the biggest game in Buffalo in, I guess, at least 15 years. And after the loss, I think I was expecting fans to be a lot more down about the close call, but what I saw was, I don't know, I guess maybe a reflection of the state of the team and its upward trajectory. I got more of a sense of optimistic frustration, almost a collective like, oh, so close, they aren't there yet, but they're not far away either. And as exciting as a win on Sunday would have been, I think most Buffalonians came away with a positive outlook. The most frustrating part for fans, in my view, is that the game, it was there to be won, which might also account for the positivity. The Bills defense did as good a job of any in limiting the presumptive MVP Lamar Jackson's impact. But the young offense, it just hasn't quite caught up yet. And that starts with, of course, Bills quarterback Josh Allen, who did not rise to the occasion. While the quarterback does get much of the credit when things are going well, he also deserves much of the blame when things don't go so well. And Allen, and namely his continuing pattern of overthrows, had his share of help in missing opportunities on Sunday. His receivers were right there with him and continuing what has turned into a troubling trend of their own, and that's just those multiple drop passes. And in fact, the Bills now have the second highest drop amount in the NFL, just behind only the Chicago Bears. The offense, certainly, they've improved in the second half of the season, and perhaps it's expecting too much for them to take yet another step this season, but cleaning up the throwing game is undoubtedly that needed next step. And with the defense playing as well as they've been playing, the big question is whether or not the offense can close the gap over the course of the final three games.
Well, they're most certainly going to face a big test on national television Sunday night. They travel to Pittsburgh. They take on the 8-5 Steelers. What should Bills fans expect?
Yeah, it's the biggest game since their last game. And, you know, I guess I'm only partly kidding because a win on Sunday, the Bills, they punch their ticket to the playoffs with still two games left to go. And for me, that's the best part. As a city that's watched a football team on the outskirts of relevance for far too long, relying on a combination of other teams to lose late in the season, for them to even have a slim shot at the playoffs, always in the hunt, this is an entirely new and deserved experience for arguably the most loyal fan base in sports. No complicated scenarios, no dependence on other teams. The Bills can earn it themselves in front of the nation on Sunday Night Football, and I fully expect them to do so. Winning on the road in the NFL, it's never easy. But the Bills' defense is far too good, and the Steelers' offense is led by undrafted rookie quarterback Devlin Hodges. Now, while Hodges has managed four wins in a row and only lost to the Ravens by 3 points, he has just four total touchdowns in five games and never more than a single touchdown in one game. Admittedly, the Steelers, they've been playing a great collective team football on their four-game win streak, but I just don't see Hodges beating the Bills' defense. The wild card, though, will be whether or not Josh Allen and the Bills' offense can rebound against an excellent Steelers defense who leads the league in sacks and is second in forcing turnovers. And for Allen, who hasn't been particularly good under pressure, this will be part of that next step trial by fire. I'm confident enough in the Bills' defense that I think they can set the table well enough to make the difference. I'll be surprised if this game is won or lost by a wide margin either way, just based on the matchup alone. But as the Bills need one out of the next three to book their trip to the playoffs, it doesn't get much more fun than this.
Absolutely. These are fun times for Bills fans and for people who talk about the Bills.
Indeed, it is.
We've been going,
I know, 5 years.
5 years of
the most fun it's been.
Easily for sure. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.